Cyber extortion. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. A pipeline that delivers roughly 45% of the fuel consumed on the East Coast remained shut down Sunday afternoon, the result of a ransomware attack on the operator Colonial Pipeline. The Biden administration says an all-hands-on-deck effort is underway to restore operations and avoid disruptions in gasoline supply. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lumberg says the impact will likely be felt nationwide.
We have to remember that higher costs of many kinds are being built into the price of gasoline around the country at all times. So it won't be possible to isolate just what is impact from the Colonial Pipeline. But no, it will not be limited to the East Coast and Northeast.
Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Paris and other French cities Sunday, calling for more ambitious measures in the fight against climate change. Sarah Moore was among them.
France is in a position to do something very strong with the 2015 Paris Accord, and in fact, we're not doing anything.
And Medina Spirit's victory in the Kentucky Derby is in jeopardy after a failed post-race drug test. Churchill Downs has suspended trainer Bob Baffert. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Baffert says Medina Spirit was found to have 21 picograms of the steroid betamethasone in a post-race sample.
I got the biggest gut punch in racing for something that I didn't do.
Baffert's horses have been the subject of other positive drug tests over the years.
I'm the most scrutinized trainer, and I have millions of eyes on me. But you know what? I don't have a problem with that. And the last thing I want to do is do something that would jeopardize the greatest 2 minutes in sports.
Medina Spirit will undergo more testing, but if the horse is officially disqualified, Mandaloon would be declared Kentucky Derby winner. Meanwhile, Baffert says the horse will race in the Preakness. A win there sets a triple crown in motion. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.